Madam Chairman, I just want to say you did a fantastic job. What a beautiful evening, and we're going to reschedule. Okay. And after that, it's very tough for her to ask a killer question, right? But you have done a fantastic job. Please.
Mr. President, I appreciate it. As you mentioned, it all happened so quickly.
Yeah.
And I wonder, especially because, unfortunately, you have experience with these sorts of threats. In that moment, when you realized there was a threat and service agents were telling us to get down, can you describe what was going through your mind, how you were feeling in that moment?
That's a very good question, actually. It was, it's always shocking when something like this happens. It happened to me a little bit, and that never changes. The fact, we were sitting right next to each other, First Lady on my right, and I heard a noise and sort of thought it was a tray. I thought it was a tray going down. I've heard that many times, and it was a pretty loud noise. And it was from quite far away. He hadn't breached the area at all. They really got him. But so it was quite far away, but it was a gun. And some people really understood that pretty quickly. Other people didn't. I was watching to see what was happening. Probably should have gone down even faster. Melania was very cognizant, I think, of what happened. I think she knew immediately what happened. She was saying, that's a bad noise. And we were whisked away along with other people, but we were really whisked away. And again, the performance of the Secret Service and the police, all of the law enforcement, I thought was really good. So it was very quick. There wasn't a lot of time to be thinking, because it was a matter of seconds before we were out the door and gone into an area. We very much, and you wanted to too, we very much wanted to continue it, because I don't like to let these sick people, these thugs, these horrible, horrible people, change the fabric of our life, change the course of what we do. So we held out. You were there. We held out right till the end, but they didn't want to take a chance, and I understand it was protocol. But we're going to be doing one hopefully within the next 30 days or sooner, and I am ready, willing, and able. And I was all set to really rip it. And I said to my people, this would be the most inappropriate speech ever made if I said one. So I'll have to save it. I don't know if I could ever be as rough as I was going to be tonight. I think I'm going to be probably very nice. I'll be very boring the next time, but we're going to have a great event. And you did a fantastic job. Thank you very much.